Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. Well, now here's something you don't hear every day, even on a program like New Sounds. It's a collaboration between Johnny Greenwood from the band Radiohead, the Israeli composer Shai Ben-Zur, who lives at least part of the year in India, and Rajasthan Express, which is a gypsy-style brass band from the Indian state of Rajasthan, which is where many people think the Roma or gypsy people originated. The three parties got together and produced an album called Junoon. Now, you may know that Johnny Greenwood has also worked with the filmmaker Paul Thomas Anderson, doing scores for movies like The Master and There Will Be Blood. Well, Paul Thomas Anderson actually did a kind of rough-and-ready documentary about the making of this album, Junoon. It's one of a number of cross-cultural collaborations we'll hear on tonight's edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer, glad you've joined us. We'll hear a couple of tracks from this album, but we'll also hear some music from the Raya Brass Band. They're based here in New York, but look to the Balkans. We'll have a psychedelic take on the traditional South American cumbia rhythm, some music from a collaboration between musicians from the folk traditions of Wales and India together, and a lot of other surprises. Hope you'll stay with us. Let's begin, though, with this piece. It's called Who, H-U, from Shai Ben-Zur, Johnny Greenwood, and Rajasthan Express.
Get a life. חידה מפרידה בין האמת לאשליה הועימה.
A striking and unexpected collaboration. Shai Bensur, the Israeli composer and musician, singing in Hebrew. Rajasthan Express, playing their gypsy-style brass band instruments and singing in the style known as Qawwali, the Sufi devotional music of Central Asia. And Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead, adding electric guitar or, on some pieces, doing electronic processing, playing the laptop more than the guitar. This piece is called Hu, H-U. Their collaborative record is called Junun. And on this edition of New Sounds, as we listen to some cross-cultural music, we'll listen next to the title track from this album by Shai Bensur, Johnny Greenwood, and Rajasthan Express. And that will kind of neatly lead us into the American group, the Raya Brass Band. The brass sounds are clearly connected, since Rajasthan Express in India and the Raya Brass Band here in New York are both coming out of the so-called Gypsy or Roma brass band tradition. In the case of the Raya Brass Band, we'll hear a piece called Dren Gaida. The gaida is the name of the traditional bagpipe that you'll find in Macedonia and Bulgaria. They're not playing bagpipes or gaitas in this piece, but certainly they're evoking that kind of piercing yet plaintive sound of those instruments. The Raya Brass Band, following the brass instruments of Rajasthan Express from their collaboration with Johnny Greenwood and Shai Bensur. The piece is called Junun. Thank you. From New York, a bit of Balkan music from the Raya Brass Band. That is a piece called Dren Gajda. As I mentioned earlier, it evokes the sounds of the traditional Balkan bagpipe known as the Gajda. They do a good job of imitating it at the beginning of that piece, especially with the kind of the droning sound underneath. That's the Raya Brass Band. Before that, you heard another brass band. They're known as Rajasthan Express, and they come from the Indian state of Rajasthan. And we heard them collaborating with the Israeli composer, Shai Bensour, and the English guitarist and laptop artist, Johnny Greenwood, from the band Radiohead. That's the title track from their collaborative record called Junoon. As I mentioned earlier, there is also a documentary by Paul Thomas Anderson, with whom Johnny Greenwood has done three film scores now, and that documentary is also called Junoon, and you can find that online. And you're listening to New Sounds, either on the air or online, and as we often do on this program, we're hearing some cross-cultural things. The music of South America had a really neat moment of intersection with the psychedelic rock of the 60s and 70s, and has never really recovered from it, as we will hear in just a moment. We also are not quite done with brass bands. We've got one from Washington, D.C., that takes its musical cues from the West African country of Togo. So all of that is still to come, and much more. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. On this edition of New Sounds, we're doing one of our occasional programs of cross-cultural music, some music so nice you might want to listen to it twice. And if you're combing through our online archives looking for tonight's show, it's program number 3801. Let's listen next to a band called Barreto. They are from Lima, the capital of Peru, and this is a kind of tropical take on psychedelia. Back in the 60s and 70s, American and English psychedelic rock seeped into lots of places around the world with some pretty interesting results. And in places like Peru and Colombia, where you had the cumbia rhythm, the sounds of psychedelia ended up kind of fitting in really well with that rhythm. And now, some 40 years later, there's a whole bunch of bands reviving this collision of a very traditional South American sound with something very different. So from Barreto, we'll start this set with a song called Mama Motello from their album Impredecible. Then we will hear from a band out of Washington, D.C. called Elike, E-L-I-K-E-H. From their album Condona, we'll hear a piece called The Conversation. Elike is led by an expat Togolese musician named Massima Dogo, and he has worked with a number of other West African musicians and has this band with a bunch of Americans looking to the sounds of Togolese brass band music and building on traditional Togolese rhythms. So The Conversation is a musical one in this piece by Elike. And then we'll go back to the sounds of that psychedelic cumbia music with a band called Shisha, X-I-X-A. Shisha is actually based here in the United States, but they play that same curious and infectious blend of traditional South American rhythms with the sounds of psychedelic rock. And we'll hear a piece called Cumbia del Platero. That's at the end of the set. We begin with the Peruvian band called Barreto on New Sounds. Thank you. It's called Cumbia del Platero. It's built around a traditional South American cumbia rhythm, but that is a contemporary work by the band Xixa, X-I-X-A. They are from Tucson, Arizona, and have spent apparently way too much time listening to that collection of old psychedelic cumbia songs that was released about 10 years ago. I think it was called Roots of Chicha. And they've adopted that sound as their own. Of course, there are still bands in South America who play this music, and we heard one of those at the beginning of the set. From Lima, Peru, we heard the band called Barreto with a song called Mama Motello. Also a kind of blending of psychedelic rock and surf guitar with traditional cumbia rhythms from Peru and Colombia. In between the two South American pieces, or the two South American-sounding pieces, we heard Elike, a band out of Washington, D.C., the D.C. area, led by an expat musician from Togo in West Africa. His name is Massima Dogo, and we heard a piece called The Conversation, big brass band built around the rhythms of Togo in West Africa. Most of the music we've heard so far on this edition of New Sounds has been pretty high energy, pretty caffeinated stuff, rhythmically speaking. We'll calm things down a bit as we listen to a collision of folk music from Wales and India, and a couple of pieces that look to the Near East and North Africa. So stay with us for that as we continue with New Sounds. If you're just listening to New Sounds on the radio, you're missing a lot. On our website, we have our audio archives where you can hear shows anytime you like. You can subscribe to our free podcasts, or you can just download them a la carte, for free, obviously. Our playlists are there to tell you what's on every episode of the show. There's an increasing number of social media that you can connect with us via, and details on New Sounds live events as they come up. All of that on our website at newsounds.org. or wnyc.org/newsounds. Our next cross-cultural collaboration is a duo called Ghazalau. Ghazal is a kind of poetry and song that you find originally from Persia, but in the Indian subcontinent, in India and Pakistan. And the Indian singer Tausif Akhtar keeps that Ghazal tradition alive. Meanwhile, the Welsh singer and songwriter Gwyneth Glynn responds to some of those ghazals with music of her own drawn from the Welsh folk tradition, and they bring together traditional instruments like the Welsh harp and the Indian tabla and harmonium. They're collectively known as Ghazalau, and the record is the same title. And this collision of cultures gives rise to a little bit of a conundrum for the radio announcer. You got to pick your poison. Do you go with the Welsh title that seems to have no vowels, or do you go for the long Indian title that seems to be nothing but vowels? I'll go with the one they give us first here, which is the Welsh name, Cosb Mór Dlos. Okay, that's from this band Ghazalau. Then we'll hear a bit of electro-Arab music from a project that's called Hiya Wal A'alam. The best-known musician here is Olaf Dreyer, who was half of the Swedish group The Knife, along with his sister Karen. Very well-known in the electronic music world. And now working with musicians from the Near East and North Africa on this Hiya Wal A'alam project, and we'll hear a song called Jana. First, here's this collaboration from the band Ghazalau. Thank you.
कुछ हवा दे दो सांस लेने को, कुछ हवा दे दो मुझको जीने की बद्दुआ दे दो। खूबसूरत कोई सजा दे दो,
सजा।
A kind of electro-Arab chamber music there from the collective known as Hiya Wal A'alam, three words, and a song called Janna. Hiya Wal A'alam is musicians from Palestine and Tunisia and Olaf Dreyer from the well-known Swedish duo called The Knife. We also heard from Gazalau. Both the album and the band are called Gazalau, and that is a collaboration between musicians representing the folk traditions of Wales and India. We heard a song called Cosb Mor Dlos. Let's wrap up with some music from this band called Aleph. Aleph is the first letter of the Arab alphabet, and this is a kind of pan-Arabic group with musicians from five countries. They recorded the record in Beirut and in Cairo. And from Aleph, here's a song called Confession to wrap things up on New Sounds. kind of pan-Arabic band called Aleph, first letter of the Arab alphabet, and a song whose English title would be Confession, wrapping up a cross-cultural edition of the program. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.